On the news line with us now, Dr. Ricky Boyle is with us. She is the acting superintendent at the Danville Area School District. Thanks for checking in, Dr. Boyle.
Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate it. Well, we know that on this Veterans Day, students at Danville School District have had multiple opportunities in the past and have some efforts underway to call attention to veterans. So give us a summary, if you can, of how veterans are raised up at Danville Area School District.
They are very respected, and it's not uncommon to have a teacher invite them as guest speakers for something they're doing special. Our fourth grade teachers at Liberty Valley use the poem In Flanders Fields for instruction and closed reading, which is a war poem that was written during the First World War, very famous writing, to make sure students are aware of things that were happening and the literature that is involved with recognizing the various veterans. Today, we're going to be having a veterans assembly at the middle school where the veterans are invited to attend, and it's associated with not only the school students at the Danville Middle School, but it also has Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, of course, our own personal chorus at the middle school, and a lot of guest speakers involved. That's going to be happening about 8 a.m. this morning at the middle school auditorium. Many of the veterans will bring artifacts, and then they break out into sessions with students to talk to them about what it was like and let the students ask them questions. So that's a great collaborative event.
I think there may be let me stop you real quick. There may be times when students or the community may say, well, I don't think history or the American history is emphasized enough when it comes to veterans. Can you tell us that there is an emphasis and these things are studied and brought up and talked about?
Definitely. At the high school, they read the book Night, and they talk about the Holocaust. And, of course, that involves our veterans, as they were the ones who went in and actually freed the Jewish and the other Holocaust survivors from the various camps. Last week, we had a Holocaust survivor who came and spoke to the students. And in the near future, we have a group of high school students that will be going to the Holocaust Museum. So in our social studies at Danville, we are very aware of what American history has given us and what the veterans in particular have done to keep this country free.
And the students formed a Veterans Awareness Club recently?
Yes, that was approved in the September board meeting. It was a young man. His name is Blake Lisinski. And Blake wanted to have this club because we don't have a JROTC at the Danville School District. So this club was organized to raise awareness of the local veterans and establish a connection between them and the student body. He hopes to help expose interested members of the body to the military and many other opportunities that it holds. He does now have there is a group together. They have a treasurer, a vice president, and they are working with the National Guard in Mozville on what's called the Heroes Fund, and what they're going to be collecting various items for soldiers that are serving now in Poland. So we will have on our website the actual poster that we're using. Every one of the Danville buildings has a box where people can donate things. Some of the things that are greatly appreciated, number one, are phone cards. They also want things like cocoa, tea bags, instant coffee, individual packs of things like creamers, sugars, hot sauce, mustard, relish, mayonnaise, like you see at someplace like Subway. They like the individual packs of cereal. Beef jerky, beef sticks, Cheez-Its, canned nuts. These are some of their favorite things that they have. Goldfish. As far as candies, there cannot be any chocolate, but they do like Swedish fish, all that type of candy. and batteries, AA and AAA, but you have to remember we cannot mail any lithium batteries, so that's another piece of it. But a complete listing will be on our website at danville.k12.pa. And also on our Facebook page.
All right, so this, if I want to donate, I can just take any of these items anytime to a Danville school?
Correct.
All right, and we'll post...
And the administration office, for that matter. We have a box there as well.
All right, and we'll post this information on our website so folks can go to WKOK.com. Or what's the Danville Area School District website?
It's danville.k12.pa.us.
All right, and I interrupted you as you were listening, all the different things that students do that call attention to veterans. So if you could go back to that list, that would be helpful to finish that list.
Okay, well, one of the big things that happens at the Danville Primary School is an annual Memorial Day program where one of our reading specialists had led this cause for the past 4 years. And the program focuses on providing local veterans as special guests. They get a light breakfast, and then we have a program where students perform, teachers perform. Our administrators acted pretty silly at this last one, and we include families if they want to do something or say something. So they try to do something that commemorates those who gave the ultimate sacrifice because it's Memorial Day, but also recognize the veterans who have served as well.
All right, so this is given proper attention, and there's opportunities, plus this Heroes Fund is now collecting items. Again, we'll list all of the various things that you're looking for at the Danville Area School District. Well, I appreciate that update. You are the acting superintendent, so as you attack that particular job, can you tell us what your mindset is, your goals as acting superintendent?
Well, one of the big things that needs to be done in the district is the comprehensive plan, which is something that the Pennsylvania Department of Education requires. And when we're doing that, what we're doing is we're working with several stakeholders, you know, members of the administration, teachers, parents, and community members, business members. And I'm organizing that in order to come up with an action plan and a process that we'll be planning for the next 4 to 6 years. So that we are, you know, looking at our curriculum, how we provide professional development for the teachers, and the various programs that we provide, as well as the services we're providing students. As you know, things change with students, and what their needs are change as well. And one of the big needs that we're seeing right now at Danville is the fact that they have so much on their plate that they're dealing with stress, depression, and anxiety. So we're hoping to look at that and come up with ways to support students as much as we possibly can.
All right, and that's such a quick glimpse of so many things that are going on up there. I am aware of that. So please, Dr. Ricky Boyle, check in again. Keep us informed. Let us know. You have an open mic here anytime. And then as the full superintendent is named, let that individual know they can continue this discussion. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle.
Thank you very much. I was glad to do it.
Dr. Ricky Boyle, acting superintendent, Danville Area School District. We started out talking about veterans. They do have the Heroes Fund. They're collecting items for holiday care packages to be sent overseas to deployed soldiers. Long list of items that can be used and needed, and we'll post that on our website. And you can drop off items from today until the 25th of November at any Danville Area School District building where there are students or the administration. These holiday care packages are being compiled until November 25th. We thank Dr. Boyle for checking in this morning.